What's up, busy parents? Jay Helms, founder of this podcast and movement known as the W2 Capitalist. And today we're going to talk a little more about spousal alignment. Now, I am not a marriage or guidance counselor of any sort and kind when it comes to this, but we did have some experts inside of our community present to us a couple months ago now. And I want to rehash in 5 minutes come to the top things that I got out of that, if I can do this in 5 minutes. The biggest thing that I took away from it is your or my relationship with money. So possibly your relationship with money has always been affected by and will be affected by your early influences of money. And when it comes to marriages, usually, for whatever reason, we gravitate toward other people or get married to other people who are on the opposite side of that scale. And those, I call them scales. The presenters who provided this to us called them patterns. So common patterns that they see couples get stuck in. And it's the spender saver kind of relationship where one of you is a spender, one of you is a saver. There's a parent child relationship where one of you, it seems like they're, and this is kind of, I fall into multiple categories here of a saver, parent, gatekeeper kind of thing. But parent is going to be the one who decides what happens with the money, and the child or your spouse, you know, maybe the other, where they are asking for permission to be able to do this, or maybe go and try to do it with a hide and seek kind of function. And so, by the way, this whole presentation I'm talking about is available. Just text me and I'll send it to you. If this is something you and your spouse are looking or having trouble with, my cell phone number is 205-249-0248. It talks about the common patterns, attachment theory, and this never ending cycle that kind of goes through that, which is healthy, but also can be unhealthy. And I don't want to get into all that, but, some of the questions that we work through prior to having these marital counselors come in and present to us, let me provide those to you. And here's my thought or kind of challenge for you today is sit down with your spouse, you know, get some time, maybe over a glass of wine, maybe not too many, wine or alcohol drinks, but sit down, have some time, with your spouse, preferably when the kids are not around, and talk about and ask these couple of questions. Let me go through these. First one, I kind of mentioned it earlier, is what were your early influences around money? And the point of me asking you guys to go through these conversations is once you have this conversation with your spouse, I think you're going to have a lot better understanding of why they are the way they are about money. By the way, there's no right or wrong answer here, but I think it's going to give you a better explanation or understanding of where they stand and why they stand, as well as vice versa. They're going to understand a little bit better on why you are the way you are about money, right? And so here's the top five. I think there's five questions here, maybe a little bit more. But the number one is, you know, what were your early influences around money? Number two, how did your family of origin handle money? You know, talk about money or manage money. Those are the two important influences I think you're going to get the most out of. How do you make money decisions in your marriage, or how should you make money decisions in your marriage? That's really going to be open up and whatnot. Also, how do you deal with conflicts when it comes to money? One of the things that, you know, you can approach this with your spouse and saying, hey, we had a conflict about money. I didn't really like it. How do we prevent that from going forward? Right. And then how do you approach budgeting? Budgeting is a big piece. And we talk about this as we're all trying to save up for our next down payment or make sure we have enough money for our next investment or make sure we have enough in our reserves on the investing side of it. But just day to day, you know, with the kids and with the spouse and all the things that life's coming at us and that we want to do, how do we budget for that? Do you budget? You know, I personally, we drift away from budgeting because we get what I feel like is confident in our spending habits because they become pretty routine as we budget and kind of, you know, focus on it for about 6 months. And then a couple of years will go by and realize that we've drifted way far away from that. And typically that's alerted when we're like, oh, where's all of our money going? So, you know, how do you want to approach budgeting? And then how do you personally view your relationship with money? So that'd be a question that you would ask your spouse. Hey, how do you view your relationship with money, right? And that is an opportunity for you just to sit back and listen. That's not an opportunity for you to say, well, here's how I think you view about money. It's not, you know, as much as you want to, do your best to just sit on that and just listen, right? All these questions are about listening. I think once you go through this little exercise and have the conversation with your spouse, understand where they're coming from money, they understand where you're coming from money, you guys are going to have a lot healthier relationships and a lot be better aligned when it comes to your next investment property. So, or next investment decision, or just a decision in general about real estate investing, or excuse me, about money. So if you found this helpful and you're not driving down the road, if you found this helpful, I would love for you to leave a review, right? We like the 5 stars. It helps with the whole algorithm. And if you have a chance to, I guess that's a rating. If you can leave us a rating, 5 stars, if you have chance, a little bit more time to leave us a review, let me know who you are just by putting your name in the comment, whatnot. And that will help the algorithm spread our message to even more busy parents who are trying to build some legacy for their families. And again, if you want access to that replay where we had the marital counselors come in and talk to us about this in a little bit more depth, about an hour long, send me a text, 205-249-0248. All right. I will chat with you guys tomorrow.